the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. When he was a young boy, Kamalaksha Advaita Prabhu left his mother and father and came to the village of Shantipur to learn the six philosophies at the lotus feet of his guru. And while residing in Shantipur, Advaita Prabhu, Kamalaksha, sent a letter to his mother and father back in their village. When they received the letter, they became very happy, and his father, Kubera Acharya, concluded, "Oh, Lava Devi, let's leave this place and move to Shantipur to join our son, and we'll stay there as long as we live." And that's what they did. They boarded a boat and moved to Shantipur. So at the feet of his guru, a Brahmin in Shantipur, Advaita Prabhu, or Kamalaksha, had many discussions on Shastra. That Brahmin Shastra guru was very happy with Advaita, and he told him, "Oh, my dear child, you can study whatever you like." So, in his human-like pastimes, Advaita Prabhu mastered all the Vedas within 2 years from his teacher, because he was Ashuti Dara. One day, Kamalaksha told that Brahmin, his Shastra guru, who was named Shant Acharya, "Oh, Gurudev, if you are satisfied with me, then please give me permission. Now return to my mother and father." Shantacharya replied, "Yes, I give permission, but I will also give you a special name. Now you'll be known as Veda Panchanana, although my heart will break in separation from you. But if you're determined to go, then please bless me that I will be able to come and see you whenever I want." Advaita Prabhu consoled his guru and said, "You will see me again. Don't lament." Before leaving the Gurukul, Shantacharya asked for Guru Dakshin from Advaita. And Advaita replied, "Oh, Gurudev, Shantacharya ji, I will give you whatever you want." Then Shantacharya said, "I know, Kamalaksha, that you are an avatar of Ishvara. So I beg you, please give me Krishna Bhakti, life after life. This is the only prayer I have to you, and this is the only Guru Dakshin I want." "Tatastu Bhavatu," replied Advaita. Then he returned to meet his parents once again. The parents were very happy to see their son, and they kissed Advaita's head and offered him many blessings. Thus concludes the story of learning the Vedas from Sri Guru.